enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Morning. Hi.
How are you? It is Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we are getting ready, McKenzie, for the weekend, almost, sort of, kind of like I see it. It's over there. Like, hi, I'm Joe.
I legit feel like it feels like it should be Friday, but it's not quite.
We could call in sick tomorrow.
Yeah, we could.
All right.
I am all about that 4-day work week life.
And the 3-day about 3-day
weekend. I feel like we'd be so much more productive.
I feel like we'd get a lot more done. And that's just my personal opinion. Oh, we have a meeting with our boss today. Maybe we can bring it up.
I just feel like that meeting is going to be more of us being talked to than us talking to the boss. But I could be wrong.
This is what I want to make a pact for our meeting today.
Uh-oh.
Let's listen and don't ask a million questions and make it last like 3 hours. Deal?
No, I'm going to keep my mouth shut during the entire meeting.
I think I'm going to talk a lot today. I gotta be honest.
Yeah, Joe's the one that would talk a lot.
Talk to him after the meeting.
No,
yeah, you do a one-on-one.
No. Because I'm tired of having all these meetings. I want one meeting to end all meetings.
No. It will never happen. You will never have one meeting.
I'm gonna
try
today.
Meetings are just a continuous thing that, like, they're just gonna keep happening. So just don't make them that brutal when you're in it.
There's always that one person. We used to call
bring lunch,
out.
Ladies.
At my last work, there was one girl that would just ask questions and prolong meetings literally 45 minutes longer than they had to be because she, you know, everyone good. And then everyone would be like, yes, it's ending. And then she'd be like, well, me. And we're like, ah, or just try to get out of
here.
Well,
I need to
fill
that void in your life, girl. I'm here. So,
oh my God.
How was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
It was really great. I got a lot done. I ran around. I had just like a very busy day. I was just like checking things off the list. And then all of a sudden I look up, I'm like, whoa, it's like 7:30. Had a great night with my little girl, Lucy. We're going to start her Valentine's. So that's really fun. We attempted some more TikToks last night. I took her for a surprise ice cream after dinner. So that was kind of a fun little like random thing for dessert.
Does she have anybody a few weeks out from Valentine's Day like that, you know, she's kind of crushing on?
Oh, yeah. She has a boyfriend.
What?
Oh, yeah.
A boyfriend?
Yes. She's got a boyfriend. I won't embarrass her.
So how do they like communicate? Like, do they just like talk in school?
Yeah. They just like talk in school. Like, I had a boyfriend in like third, fourth grade. But we were like going out, but we never went anywhere.
Right.
It was like my boyfriend.
My first boyfriend was in fifth grade and we would email all the time
back
and forth. Yes. And we would actually hang out all the time because our neighborhoods were kind of close to each other. So we would like walk up and get ice cream.
That's so cute.
All the time.
As a kid, I always wanted a girlfriend, but that never seemed to happen. But even if it was, it's like, as a kid, even if they're like 5 minutes away, it is like another town. It's like, I'm all the way over on Blank Street.
She was so cute because they rearranged their desks, you know, when they sit in like little clusters.
Yeah.
But she still is in his cluster. So she was very excited. She likes one boy that goes to her school, and then she kind of likes another boy that just is like that used to be like a neighbor. So she's got the back pocket boy, but she's got the
bros
main.
And different codes.
Mackenzie got a boyfriend in like sixth grade and then she married him.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe
that's literally true.
Maybe this is our future man. We'll see. Yeah. All right. That sounds like a fun day. Liv, what about you?
I kind of did the same thing. I was hoping to get a little bit more done, but I finally made my returns to Amazon, which I think the deadline was Friday, like this upcoming Friday. So it was like now or never.
Yay.
So finally did that. And then I went to Von Maur the department store to get like a really nice pair of jeans because I just finally need to pull the trigger and I had some gift cards there. And then I wanted to do laundry, but then I came home and I was like, well, I'm just going to sit down for like 20 minutes because I'm really tired. And then I'll get up and do all my laundry. I ended up falling asleep for about an hour, did not get any laundry done at all. And so now I just have, I'm like really running out of clothes and I have a cycle bar class tonight. And I'm like, I'm going to have to pull out like old workout clothes for this because
stanky
I'm really
pants.
Starting to run out of my clothes. I know I just need to do my laundry. It's just so hard to find the time. I just feel like I'm busy. I'm constantly leaving my place. I'm never there for like a long period of time unless I'm literally sleeping.
Wait till you have Lucy, like my girl will want specific items. And I'm like, oh, she's like, I need my breakaway pants for basketball practice. And I'm like, oh, so I'm like going through the dryest things, like not really dry.
Yeah, like, you're like air drying it. You pull out the blow dryer.
Legit.
You're like, we're just going to call these pull down sweatpants. What you'll do is you'll have your shorts underneath and just pull the sweatpants down. I miss breakaway pants, by the way, too, because I played basketball.
Some.
Those are the coolest things in the world.
Cool.
You're like, hey, everybody, I've entered the room in my breakaway
I'm
pants.
I'm actually shocked you don't like have those and live in those, because that would be so your jam.
Time to go to the bathroom. Breakaway pants. I don't know if they make them in my size, but that's what I want for a present.
The next holiday?
Yes, I want that for Valentine's Day from the show. Porkchop, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I was supposed to work at the steakhouse, but I kind of called myself out. No, not really. Like, I called them, and I was like, hey, like, is it going to be slow tonight? And they're like, yeah, we could send one person home. I was like, send me. I don't want to work.
Oh, I thought you told them you had the coronavirus or something.
No, because I want to come back to work the next day and make money, so can't do that. But so I took a very nice nap, played some Call of Duty. Oh, my gosh. I did the best I've ever done. Joe, my KD was 4.0. I went 24-6.
How does that happen as soon as I don't play with you? Because we played for like an hour, so then I had to get off.
I know, and then I had a 12 kill streak, and I even took a picture because I knew you probably wouldn't believe me.
I kind of don't.
But yeah, so that was my day.
Oh, nice.
Looks like you got really good at Photoshop. No, that's cool, man. It's fun to play. Yesterday was cool. After the show, I went to the IMPD sponsor appreciation luncheon.
How was that?
It was really cool. Got to go there, and of course, we love the men and women in law enforcement and all the great stuff that they do for us. And it was really fun. Got to meet Commander Riddle, and he's really cool. It's actually funny. He grew up in a city where I used to work in radio, so kind of a small world. And he's like, I thought I recognized that voice. He listens to Joe McKenzie. So that was kind of cool to meet everybody. So,
I was going to ask if you met any listeners there.
I met a few. So it was cool, and I appreciate the lunch. I was on my diet, so they had Olive Garden. Oh, it's so good.
You eat Olive Garden on your diet?
Well, I mean, I can eat anything, but it's not good for you. So I just ate a bunch of salad. I had one breadstick, though, but oh my God, I wanted to steal a bag and go hide in my car. Make out with it. It was so good. What's coming up this morning, Mackenzie, in the tea?
Well, Jessica Simpson's calling out to Justin Timberlake for a kiss and double babies, the twinsies who are preggers together.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, and Vanessa Bryant has gone to Instagram. She switched her profile from private to public, and she's made her first public statement since the horrific accident. She says, my girls and I want to thank the millions of people who've shown support and love during this horrific time. Thank you for all the prayers. We definitely need them. We're completely devastated by the sudden loss of my adoring husband, Kobe, amazing father of my four children, and my beautiful, sweet Gianna, a loving, thoughtful, and wonderful daughter and amazing sister to Natalia, Bianca, and Capri. So Vanessa made her first statement, and she's so beautiful. She changed all her pictures to those two, to Kobe and Gigi, and to herself. So that's wonderful that she's opening up a little bit, because we all just want to make sure, like, how are you doing? I mean, words can't describe what she must be feeling.
We almost want to know selfishly for ourselves, like, how are things going? It's hard. That's brave of her to open up already.
Absolutely. Alicia Keys is opening up about the last minute switcheroos they had to do over at the Grammys in lieu of the death of Kobe Bryant.
You know, it was just so happened Boyz II Men was there already that night, and we wanted to do something special, create just something that felt like it was the right thing. And we pulled it together, and it was just beautiful. It was like that magic that happens when it's necessary.
Yep, and then when Boyz II Men came out, that was just very, like, last minute, and they threw it together. But I thought the Grammys, they did a fantastic job. They really did. Moving on to Dog the Bounty Hunter. Is he already engaged? Did he propose on Dr. Oz's show?
All new Oz. I am a lot happier. her around.
I have lots of enemies right now.
Moon Angel, will you marry me?
What?
So he Moon just, Angel, will you marry me?
He just lost. This is sad. He lost his beautiful wife, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's proposing to Moon Angel, his new girlfriend already? Very dramatic. He says, we're not engaged. He says, I jumped the gun. I got caught up in the moment. But can you really take that back?
You're like, just
can
kidding.
You?
I think you can. Did she put the ring on?
She did put it on, but like his kids don't like her.
I'm
it's like
sorry.
A lot of drama.
I'm having a hard time, like, just the whole thing with her name being Moon Angel to take any of this that seriously.
That's totally throwing you off. Well, you're going to have a hard time taking this seriously then. Jessica Simpson saying she took acting lessons from none other than Chuck Norris.
In Dallas, apparently, Chuck Norris is like the person to go to. So
well,
he
yeah.
was,
you mean for acting lessons?
Yeah, he was my acting coach. He was, a little tough. I was 12 years old.
Okay.
So 92.
92. Now,
yeah.
This is just before like Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yes, yes. And Barney was my acting partner.
What, the dinosaur?
Yeah.
How insane is that? Jess has her new memoir coming out. In it, she also is opening up about kissing Justin Timberlake.
I knew Justin Timberlake very well. After divorce and he was out of a relationship, he was like over at my house. And we shared a nostalgic kiss. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. And he took his phone out and started typing. And I was like, okay, I hope that's not like another girl. Like, did I like stick my tongue out too much or, But apparently him and Ryan Gosling had a bet on who would kiss me first when they were 12 years old. And so he texted Ryan and said he won the bet.
Very nice. JT to do. Wow. Jess gets all the hotties. I'll tell you what. And this is exciting news. I know Liv and I were so super excited. Brie and Nikki Bella, both preggers with babies, and they're due only a week and a half apart. The twins, isn't that fun?
So wait,
Bella twins.
Were they planning this out? Like, hey, tonight's your night with your man. Okay,
no,
me too.
No, Nikki is expecting her first child with her fiance Artem, and then Brie is having her second baby with her husband Daniel. She already has Birdie, who's freaking adorable. So I think it's so cute. The twins gonna be pregnant together. Baby fever.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Ladies, you might want to check on your man this morning. Husbands are spending way too much time in the bathroom. I'm not just saying that. This is a according to doctors, how long should we even be in there? And what the heck are we doing in the bathroom?
My cousin used to call out her man. We got to get into this because he would just hide in there.
All right, it's coming up next here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It is Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. And this is something I kind of agree with, but at the same time, I don't believe what they're telling us. And that is that dudes especially are spending way too much time in the bathroom. They're saying that husbands are actually taking way too long to poop, and they're saying it's not healthy. According to doctors, there's a health reason why a man may spend so much time in the bathroom, but they said there should be no more than 5 minutes trying to have a normal like bathroom break when you're going number two. They say if you're doing more than 5 minutes, that's not good. If you have a proper diet with enough fiber and enough water intake, you should be able to do it in a very short time. As a matter of fact, they say a 2017 study says the average mammal, including humans, just 12 seconds is all it should take.
Really?
I'm sorry. If it takes 12 seconds, I'd be afraid I'd poop my pants all the time.
I mean, there's
like,
so
that's
many
way too easy.
Different levels. If it's like, if you're like, gotta go. Like, if you're like ready to go. But sometimes you like think you might have to go, and then you're like, And then you like see if you have to go. There's
waiting
different levels. I don't think that wouldn't take 12 seconds.
The hardest part.
Yeah, I would say majority of the time, it takes me 12 seconds. There's sometimes where, it might take me a minute. It just depends on what's going on.
But I feel like people do linger there.
I feel like that's normal, but that's what I'm wondering if ladies are different. Like I want to ask Porkchop, for example, like the two dudes on the show. I think when I'm doing, like when I'm eating healthy and I'm having the proper diets of veggies and carbs and protein and I'm drinking the water like I've been now, I could definitely get in there with a minute and a half, no problem. I don't know, 12 seconds unless like I'm sick. Oh, that's the only time I'm doing it. I have food poisoning, then I could do 12 seconds. But I am in the bathroom for 20 minutes at a time, and my butt gets a ring around it. My legs start to go numb. It's because I'm on my phone.
Oh, yeah. That is a clear indicator you've been on the pot too long if you cannot feel your feet. If your feet go numb and your legs,
yeah, like my,
that's too long.
My life is like the Weeknd song, but it's like instead of my face, it's my feet. Like, I can't feel my feet when I'm with you.
That's not good.
But I like it.
So this was literally the last conversation that me and my boyfriend had before we went to bed.
Oh, I thought you meant your ex. I was like, what? Oh my
God. He was downstairs watching TV, and I was going upstairs to go to bed. And I was like, hey, babe, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then go to bed, okay? He's like, all right, I'm just going to watch this TV show, so we'll be in bed at the same time. Like, implying that the 30-minute TV show is as long as I'll be in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. So is that funny. Really how long you take?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have a stopwatch.
Like, let's say you really had to go to the bathroom, like number two, so you got to sit down.
Yeah.
How long do you think you're in the bathroom? The whole process?
I don't know. I really don't know. Who knows? 10, 15,
20?
Wait
till you guys have kids, and then you have, like, an audience. You have never have any privacy. Like, at all.
That's what my sister says. My sister says her 4-year-old literally bangs on the door and is like, Mom, where are you? Mom, come out. Come out.
It's just like, you just like,
ugh, I just want to go in peace.
2 minutes by myself.
It takes me just as long as well to do number one because I sit down doing number one. Well,
my mom used to be like,
hold on, wait. We're breezing over that he sits down to go to the bathroom?
We've talked about this before.
Joe, I was not here.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, I thought it was the weirdest thing in the entire world, and he was acting like it was so normal.
How do you even sit down to go number one? I don't understand, because, like, you're a dude.
Right, I just want to enjoy the time, so you sit down.
I just want to enjoy
just really
the time.
Lazy. He just, but, like, exhausted.
I'm trying to, okay.
You don't know how to, like, you don't.
You're tucking?
What do you mean?
Yeah, he's tucking.
Okay.
I'm using my hands.
Oh, my God.
Okay. See, I think the coolest thing about being a dude, one of them would probably be standing up to go. So I feel like that would be fun.
That and the helicopter.
The
yeah.
convenience almost, just like the yeah. in and the out.
And like, the germy, you don't have to like touch your cheeks to like if you're out at a public, like
right.
at work or something. Ugh.
I totally agree with that. But I feel like I can totally see also too, Porkchop taking forever on the toilet because he can get sucked into a wormhole on his phone.
Yeah.
He's like, how am I going to get the perfect hashtag on this Instagram post? Like, my legs are going numb again.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Coming up, we got Joe's Need to Know News. A lot of stuff for you this morning. Some Kobe Bryant update. Are they going to make the new NBA logo like after him? What's going on with that? And actually a band teacher in some hot water after some comments he made. Wait till you hear this audio about Kobe Bryant. And would you guys like some new emojis? Because they are coming.
Yes, finally.
That's all coming up. Plus, I got some more stuff for you. Joe's Need to Know News after Tones and I Dance Monkey. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. The NBA. Remember about everybody wanted to have that NBA logo changed over to Kobe Bryant? They had almost 3 million fans sign an online petition to make that happen. But sources say there's actually no interest in having individual players as its logo because there's so many who have been instrumental in the game to the NBA. Like, for example, are you going to do Michael Jordan? Are you going to do everybody else? Like, that was huge and part of the game. So as of now, they're saying, like, these insiders, that there's actually not going to be a change to that. Plus, there's a chance, too, that they would have to pay the family money to use his likeness.
Oh.
So I'm sure, I don't know, I feel like the family wouldn't care about that part. But
yeah, I think they're pretty much set. They're okay.
Yeah, but most likely that will not be happening. Speaking of Kobe Bryant, L.A. band teacher, his name is Brian Bailey, made some comments about Kobe Bryant to his class and got him in a lot of hot water. This is what he said. Listen closely.
This is one of the most selfish players. He ruined the Lakers. He put them probably 2 to 3 years into rebuilding at the end of his career. What made him a great basketball player also made him a horrible basketball player and a horrible person. Is there any reason in God's green earth you need to take a helicopter from Orange County to Calabasas? But he cheated on his wife. He raped a young girl who was a selfish basketball player. Someone needs to say it.
Someone needs to say it. So, and of course, nowadays when you go in anywhere, I assume I'm being recorded, whether it's audio or video.
Yeah, always.
Like even here at work, it's like, I gotta be careful what I say about someone because it's probably going to end up on a video in the HR office.
That's just like a strange move for a teacher to like feel like he has to lecture the kids about. Like that's just, you know, teach your subject. teach the biology and like move on, dude. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's something
strange thing to lecture.
It is, but at the same time, though, too, listen, like there's people that, I mean, everybody, I think, in some sense is heartbroken about Kobe Bryant, but we saw people instantly coming out. A lot of people, there's a comedian that's losing a lot of gigs now because of what he said about, he laughed when Kobe died. That was a total jerk move, but I feel like, Liv, what you're saying makes sense. At the same time, though, too, not everybody's perfect, and if the things that were allegations against him were true, people are going to be upset about that because maybe it personally affects them, and they're gonna say that. So this teacher saying, don't just glorify Kobe Bryant for all these things. Like, these are the other things that he did.
But what I'm saying is, like, as a teacher, as a biology teacher, that's not his job.
Yeah, well,
like, I mean, his job is to teach science. Like, it's just a strange move for, like, a teacher, I'm assuming a high school teacher to, like, lecture these kids on
in front of his students. Like, if he was out at a bar with his buddies, voice his opinion, hey, this is my, these are my thoughts on Kobe, but, like, you know,
but these kids are looking up to somebody. I'm trying to see the opposite side of it. There's kids that are looking up to somebody else.
So, like, maybe, like, had that conversation with their parents, but, like, a science teacher or, like, math teacher, like, that's just,
but they only, but I'm saying the kids would only see one side of Kobe. They wouldn't know the other things that, like, happened in the past. I know it's not right for the classroom, but I see where he's going. He just did it in the totally wrong time and wrong context of what he was saying there. But I guess I see why he's doing it or what his thought process was. It's like, guys, there's more to him than you know. Is probably what he was trying to do or something.
I mean, if he wants to teach about, like, sports and athletics and, like, do that, I guess.
Now,
like,
what happened to this teacher? Did he lose his job?
I think he actually got fired. So I gotta check the follow-up of it. But, yeah, I mean, people in general, even if you weren't in L.A. because he was a teacher in L.A., were not happy about it. It's just that's something you probably don't want to do. Like Liz bringing up, I would not do that if I was a teacher. I would just be quiet about it.
Well,
so.
You have to be careful. I mean, that is an educational institution. I got a teacher fired.
What?
I did. I feel like it was last year. It was just a substitute teacher. But he told my little girl that boys are smarter than girls. And I took an issue up with it. And I was like, how dare he say that to my little girl? And, like,
what?
And he was a sub, but he's not a sub anymore.
Oh my, I literally just got full body
But
chills.
I mean, like, scientists have proven that, like, men have bigger brains than women.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
No. And this is Joe's last day on.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, nobody's actually watched Borat. Fine. I'll move on. Go check it out on YouTube. It's funny. Other stories for Joe's Need to Know News. A man is so grateful. He's so thankful that the University of Wisconsin Vet School saved his dog's life. The dog's name is Scout. That he's thanking them with a $6 million 30-second Super Bowl ad, which will air this Sunday in the second quarter.
Wow.
That's insane.
That's incredible.
Now, this guy, where does he get $6 million? Well, he's got a company. Actually, they've done Super Bowl ads before in the past, and they are called WeatherTech. So that's his company, WeatherTech. He owns that. So he's going to have it. The dog's going to be in there. But dang, I wish somebody gives us $6 million in advertising.
I had one commercial one time air during a Super Bowl, but it was so funny. It was literally 5 seconds, and I don't even know how much they paid for it. But it was so cool. I was like, yeah, threw it. And I was done. But that was so crazy for like a 5 second.
That
anything.
Is the coolest thing. That is awesome. Emojis. There's 117 new emojis in the final list for 2020. They should be here in the second half of the year when they go through. Some of my favorites, and I'll put the actual thing, the photo up there so you can see it at joeandmackenzie.com for Joe's Need to Know News. Mine were the ninja. There's the pinched fingers, kind of like the Italian hand gesture, like
oh,
a mama.
That's
like,
fun.
Oh, it's a spicy meatball. And a beaver. I don't know why. This beaver looks really cute, so I thought it was kind of cool.
Okay.
There's a lot of inclusive stuff, too. I believe there's a transgender symbol up there. So
I get really excited about stupid ones. Like, they have the chocolate heart now that I like, or the black and the white heart.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just, like, really. I'm like, oh, that wasn't there before. Nice.
I love it. And then finally, this 3-year-old girl, I guess her dad's a musician, 4-year-old girl, her dad's a musician, and she wrote a song about dinosaurs, and it's kind of going viral right now. Check out this cuteness.
Dinosaurs eating people. Dinosaurs in love. Dinosaurs having a party, they eat fruit and cucumber. They fell in love.
Then what do?
They say thank you. A big bang came and they died. Dinosaurs fell in love, but they didn't say goodbye. But they didn't say goodbye.
Do you know who I thought of when I started playing this? I thought of our own intern, Chloe Money. Like, this is a little British girl.
How could you ever get mad at a British kid?
Mommy, daddy, I'm so sorry.
I take it on the carpet.
Oh, no.
It's like, you're so cute.
It's okay. You can check all these out. It's so cute. It's joemckenzie.com. Or just grab your phone and text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. Coming up next, it's the song of the day. Song of the day. Song of the day. Song of the day. Song of the day, grab your phone if it's safe to do so. If not, let's make it a family activity. Grab the kid in the car. So make sure they vote for me, but grab it and text song in 1 second, S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. Today is a Thursday, so it's a throwback Thursday. We're going to try to get your vote. Mackenzie, what are you kicking us off with today?
Okay, so I don't know why, but I just absolutely love this song, and I've been in a very romantic mood as of late, so I'm kicking it old school for Throwback Thursday with a little Jagged Edge. Let's get married.
We ain't getting no younger, so we might as well do it. Feeling you all the while, girl, I must confess.
Come on.
Let's get married.
Such a vibe, and we never play this. This is number one song of the day, but it can right now. If you vote for it, text the word song to 52140 and vote for B.
That is a bop right there. Now, another bop, which I think we had to go back to the early 90s for this one, so I feel like Live the Web Girl, like, I never heard of that song before, but it's cool. Today will be your chance to hear it for the first time or relive it. This is one of the best songs, a guy that was an amazing entertainer. He lost it all and it's kind of making its way back up. I'm talking about a guy that you just can't touch. That would be the one and only MC Hammer. You can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing?
We all know all the words.
Man, all right. If you want to vote for MC Hammer, you can't touch this, grab your phone. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. When you are prompted to vote, you'll choose letter A to hear that song. Moving on down the line, producer Pork Chop.
Yes, so my song, so there's Interstate 95, goes like all the way from Maine to Florida, and I lived right off of Interstate 95 in New Jersey, and that this song references I-95, and the song came out when I was in high school in 2005. I was a junior. And I don't know, I just remember everyone loving this song, so hopefully you do too. It's Pretty Ricky, Your Body.
New shoes on the ride.
Yes, sir.
Rolling down 95.
Yes, sir.
And you can see in my eyes.
Yes, sir.
And I'm looking for a cutie pie.
Yes, sir.
And we ain't gotta make love.
Yes, sir.
And we can just cuddle up.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't wanna cuddle up.
Yes, sir.
Then baby, we can make love.
Yes, sir.
My body, your
yes.
body.
If you want to vote for me, text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140, and then when prompted, vote for the letter D.
Live the Web Girl, it's a Throwback Thursday, what do you got?
Okay, so I've been like really liking some like angsty music and stuff, and some music that reminds me of like movies from like the early 2000s. And so I picked this song because it's just a really good one to kind of like throw back to and also just jam out to. It's Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse. So good. So you can text for me by texting the word song to 52140, and my letter is C.
All right, get your vote on right now. Once again, the options are Let's Get Married. Mackenzie chose that by Jagged Edge. Myself, Joe, I went with You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. Pork Chop went with Yo Body by Pretty Ricky. And Live the Web Girl went with Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse. Text song to this number, 52140. You get prompted, vote for A, B, C, or D. We'll get a winner after Post Malone. I'll do one phone call right now before we actually get into the results this morning for Song of the Day. It's a Throwback Thursday. And the category, of course, being that we had some good choices. We had Let's Get Married by Jagged Edge. Mackenzie had that. We also had You Can't Touch This, MC Hammer. Myself, Joe, I went with that. Pretty Ricky, Your Body was Pork Chop's choice. And Lifehouse, Hang By A Moment, was Liv's. Hey, good morning, Joe Mackenzie. What's going on?
Hi, Joe!
That's my daughter.
What?
Joe, I'm a big fan of you!
I'm a big fan of you! Good morning!
Good morning. I wanted to vote because she takes the vote. I want to vote for Mackenzie's song.
Yes!
I want to vote
for you. Yes!
Go away!
Yeah!
Oh, okay.
All right, so who is your final vote for, Joe or Mackenzie?
No. Mine is for Mackenzie. Yes. She already texted and voted.
Yes.
No.
Oh, she already texted and voted. See? Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, what's your name?
Love you.
What's your name?
Tiffany Smith.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in this
morning. You guys are awesome. I want what they're having.
Yeah, yes. Party. Woo. It's Joe and Mackenzie.
Yeah. We love you.
I remember my first bang. Woo. Energy drink.
Dude, I could go for that energy drink right now. It sounds really
honestly
good.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Ooh, I brought one.
Oh, are you going to split it into fours?
I don't know.
I just had 3 cups of coffee.
Yeah,
though.
I was like, Chops is set. He just blasted the coffee over here.
He might be set energy-wise, but is he set song of the day-wise? Let's check in with Rosie.
Nice segment. Segway King over here.
Thank you. They pay me big money to say words. Not really. We are wondering who will have the best Throwback Thursday song. Once again, to get you in the mood, the recap is, of course, Mackenzie, Let's Get Married by Jagged Edge.
Let's get married,
baby,
get married.
Check it out.
Yeah, that's a good one. Then we had myself with You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Also, Porkchop, Feeling His Body Is So Pretty. He went with Pretty Ricky, Your Body.
And baby, we can make love.
Yes, sir.
My body, your body.
You know, I like the message in that song. They say make love, Mackenzie. We don't make love enough nowadays. You know what I mean?
I know. I love when a man's like, I want to make love to you.
I told Lindsay that last night. I was like, well, actually, Lindsay heard me say that. But I was talking to dinner. I was like, I want to make love to you. As I ate my spaghetti squash. And finally, last but not least, Liv the Web Girl. She said she's feeling angsty. She's feeling so ornery. Look at you, you little silly Billy. She went with Hang By A Moment with Lifehouse. Okay. I actually like all those songs. I mean, for pride purposes, I would like to win today. But they're all really good songs. I think you win no matter what you voted for.
Whose would you pick, Joe?
Out of all of them?
Yeah.
I would go with Me Out of It. I would go with Your Song first.
Yes.
I would go with Hanging By A Moment second, and I'd go with Your Body third. They're all good songs, though. Nothing against that Pretty Ricky song. I'm not really feeling like making love.
These results are definitely very interesting.
Ooh, I like interesting.
So first and last place is only separated by 10%.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got a ton of tweets being like, I could barely choose today.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Twitter, they're looking at those results because they all get combined. Twitter is very close too.
First and second place are separated by 1%.
What?
The what?
Coming in last place with 18% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Last place?
What?
Are you serious?
Yep, dead A.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, but those people have made a wrong choice.
Listen, Mackenzie, just because it said like people didn't vote for Let's Get Married doesn't mean you can't get married, okay?
That's right.
Whenever
that's
you're ready.
True.
Find,
that's a great, I mean, just
find
that,
one of those creepy DMs and go.
Alone.
Let's get married.
Sorry, I'm going to listen to that
what's
on my home,
going
I guess.
On across the sea?
Yeah,
it ain't nothing I ain't from.
Okay.
Mackenzie's hanging with me. We've got a
it
radio show
when
you know you like to listen to. What?
Third place.
Sorry.
Is only 5% away from first.
Wow.
Wow. everybody in their car.
Owen Wilson. Wow.
I want people. I want you to do this right now. Get it on video like today or tomorrow. Wow. When you're listening to Pork Chop give the results, I want you to go, wow.
They're probably like, shut the hell up and tell us who won.
They're like, I got to get out of my car.
Trust me, I want to, but you guys won't stop talking.
Sorry.
Wow.
Everyone agrees with me.
All right. Wow.
Third place. With 23% of the vote.
Every time that gets me.
Me, producer Pork Chop.
Oh, him when he loses.
No wonder he's so cranky today. He's either hungry or he's not in first place.
I am crying laughing. That sound effect every time of him screaming like a lady.
It's my job to keep us on time, and we're not. People have to get into work, you know.
Calling sick.
All right. Second place with 28% of the vote. Joe Pesh.
Whoa!
Wow. Luke's the big winner with 29% of the vote. It's a good
love
song.
Love it. I love it. I've been really feeling the angsty vibes lately.
All right, well, you go get on with your bad self. Song of the day winners live. Liv the Web Girl, your Song of the Day winner. She went with Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment. Porkchop said, you guys almost broke our texting today. Thank you for voting. I love it when we get all the votes in from you because you're part of the show.
It makes us so happy, especially when you take the time to call in, too. We love to hear your voice, see how you're doing for the day. You rock.
It's a great thing. So thanks so much. If you want to be part of that tomorrow, all you got to do is text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And we are excited tomorrow. We actually know what it's going to be for Song of the Day. We got a good suggestion for a category. I said, hey, there's so many good TikTok songs out there. Why don't you guys pick like the best song that's viral on TikTok and play that? So if you're not big on TikTok, you might like some of this music around this time. I'm on Joe McKenzie. Guys, and by that I mean McKenzie and Liv the Web Girl, I think it's time that we pull Pork Chop aside and we have a little intervention. We're concerned about you, Chops.
Why?
Liv, would you like to kind of speak first about what's going on?
Yeah, so I will just first open this up by reading a DM that I got, okay?
Oh, yes, you were out of the studio, and we received this DM, and Liv was like, you guys.
So I read it to them, and it says, hey, I'm one of the listeners that listens to you. Me and my daughter met you at the hockey game, so I was talking to Porkchop this morning about doing Uber because I will be in need of another job in February. But then we were just talking about stuff, and he told me he hadn't ate in 16 hours yesterday because he was so busy. I told him I was going to go mom mode on him and get you guys to watch after him. So will you please make sure he eats?
This is fantastic. Feed me. Go ahead.
So
we gave you a McGriddle yesterday. And
we
you
gave
were like,
you a McGriddle
I
yesterday.
I don't like that so much. You liked it, but you weren't. It wasn't like your perfect.
You're like, I want a biscuit,
yeah,
McGriddle.
You wanted like a biscuit.
Yeah. So we want to have an intervention with you because, you know, McKenzie does this job. She has like 18 other jobs. She also has a daughter. She also has a full-time workout schedule, things like that. She still manages to get her food in, get her meals in, get
you
eat.
Bring the snacks.
Joe.
I can't wait to hear your resolution for this.
Has a trainer that he goes and sees. He's also on a diet that he still gets in.
I have to nap every day.
He naps every day. He plays
Call of Duty every day.
He'll sometimes happens he goes to, but he still gets his food and meals in. I have a second job. I work every day. I do dance lessons. I also work out on my own. I have a lot going on, and I also get food in. So why are you going 16 hours without eating?
I literally thought there was going to be a resolution here. I thought you were going to, like, literally someone was going to come in with food.
Oh, that,
no,
would, that would take work and effort.
No, this is just an intervention of, like, you need to eat.
Oh, well, duh.
But so why are you saying that you're so busy that you can't eat for 16
this
hours?
This intervention is about self-care.
It's very easy to explain. That night in particular, I ate at 7 p.m., a normal dinner, right? And then I went to bed. Woke up late for work, got here right at 5:15, no time to get food, and at work, I think we can all agree, we're very busy and can't eat until after the show. Next thing you know, we had to go to that water float tank thing at 11:30, and then we were done at 1. So from 7 p.m. to 1 p.m., I just didn't have time to eat.
What about a banana or a protein bar?
But you can bring. I think a solution here is, even though you're tired after the show, or even if you only have like 3 or 4 hours before you have to go into your second job, you should stop at the grocery and you should buy things so you have them, like a ton of granola bars, a ton of, you know, just things to have.
Can we be honest here, Chops?
Yeah.
If it bothers you, let us know. I know some men, when bringing up bananas, for example, in public, feel very awkward eating a banana traditional style, where you peel it up
you
and put it in your mouth
a little bit at a time.
Have you thought about breaking it off or eating it from the side? That's totally something you can make eye contact with a guy and eat a banana from the side.
That's not an issue.
That's
okay.
Also stems from poor Pork Chop. Liv, you were not in the studio, but he fell asleep in 2 seconds. Given we're all exhausted, and if you're up at this time, we get up very early, like at 3:30 in the morning. But he fell asleep on this dirty, dirty, flat, hard ground for an hour.
It's true.
In the middle of the workday. So that, paired with you not feeding yourself, we're scared you're not taking care of yourself, bud.
And I feel like, you know, part of the reason why you might be so tired is because you're not fueling your body correctly. So, you know, that day, I did only brought, like, I think a banana that day to eat, and I was really hungry. So I had 2 quarters, and then Mackenzie gave me 2 quarters, and I got nuts that had like 10 grams of protein downstairs.
And everybody loves nuts.
Me, yeah. Right? You like nuts?
Yeah.
I heard you love nuts. So there you go. You know, just take better care of yourself. We're worried about you.
Because we love you. We want you to live a long, beautiful life.
Okay.
If you'd like to sponsor Pork Chop's meal this morning, please call right now. He's standing by.
So where's my breakfast?
833-563- 2539.
For just 5 small payments of $4.99 a month, you can support Pork Chop having breakfast every day.
Still waiting for it. Where is it?
I'm going to take you to the grocery and teach you how to grocery shop. Oh my goodness.
Have fun with that. All right, Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Well, Hailey Bieber called out for crooked fingers. What? And wait until you hear who Kim and Kanye just hired.
Pork Chop, look, I found some stuff over here. It kind of smells funny. You want it?
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time. Shaquille O'Neal just announcing he's going to donate all proceeds from his Super Bowl event to the families of the helicopter crash. So it's really cool. He has his annual Super Bowl Funhouse event. And the you know, the victims of the crash that were in the helicopter along with Kobe and his beautiful daughter Gigi, he's going to be donating all proceeds. He thought about canceling the event. He's like, nope, because of Kobe, he would want me to push through and celebrate life, and I'm going to donate everything that we make to the unfortunate victims of this. Also, Vanessa Bryant has changed her Instagram from private to public with a beautiful tribute to her late husband and her daughter Gianna. Also, she made her first public statement saying, my girls and I want to thank the millions of people who've shown support and love during this horrific time. Thank you for all the prayers. We definitely need them. We're completely devastated, of course, by the loss of my adoring husband, Kobe, and the amazing father of our children, and my beautiful, sweet daughter, Gianna, loving, thoughtful, and wonderful daughter, an amazing sister to Natalia, Bianca, and Capri. So it's really great to hear from Vanessa. Obviously, we cannot imagine. Moving on to Hailey Bieber. Okay, bless her heart. I feel like there's haters all around. She took to Instagram to post a picture, and trolls are all over the place roasting her because she's got a crooked and scary pinky finger.
I try my best just to be myself, but it's like, I feel just awkward.
Okay, so she says, hey, back off. It's actually a genetic disorder that her pinky fingers are crooked.
I think it's kind of cool, and I'm being dead serious, like to pick your nose, for example. It's like at the perfect angle. Like, let that, the last on them. They can't do it. You can do, Hailey.
But people are hating. I mean, I don't know. A lot of girls, like when she has her, like her nails are on point, on fleek, and then she's got her obviously ginormous diamond from Biebs. But of course, then everyone's got to pick her apart and be like, oh, your pinkies are crooked and scary looking. So whatever. I think she's doing fine. I can't imagine the amount of hate, though, she gets. Just because people are jelly, of course. Also, a lot of people jealous of Zac Efron. Oh, I forgot how sexy he is. I was just watching a million videos. He has a new girl. girlfriend.
Like, that's all I really want in life. I just want to, like,
somebody who cookies
and likes to, like, maybe watch movies and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so he is dating Halston Sage after he ended his relationship with Sarah Brough. So Halston worked with him as one of his basic co-actresses, if you will, and they are together. He broke up less than a year from Sarah Brough, a swimmer that he dated. So he's moving on. I am into him. I mean, who isn't, right? Kim and Kanye into each other, but get this, they are actually seeing a sex doctor to save their relationship, allegedly. Okay, we would think that those two would have no problem in that department, right?
Well, Kim, definitely, it's the first time I saw her.
Right, exactly. In
Liv's giving me the eyes like, how dare you insult the Kardashians?
Well, they've called a love doctor to help them put the spark back in the marriage, which goes to prove, you know what, they're just like the rest of us. They tried counseling for a couple years, and now apparently they want to see if lightning can strike twice. And since having their kids, they're trying to put the sizzle back in their sexy time.
Well, I can help you out. Two things. All you need, okay?
You pay me. You could be their doctor. I'm sure they pay well. Yeah.
Pay me the money. And that is the tea.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
On Thursdays, we like to help you out. We do something called group therapy. And today, I believe we'll be talking to Rachel. Is that right?
Yes. Okay, so Rachel needs our help. And this is a sticky family situation. So her mom's got an addiction, and her sister is in the mix, and everyone has beef, and they're battling.
That's never fun if you went through this in the family. All right, we're going to talk to her. You can hear her story and hopefully help her out. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes, so please hang out with us. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Group therapy, trying to help you out each week. If you'd like to be on, we can certainly make that happen. DM us, Joe and McKenzie, or call in at 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning. Rachel, you are on Joe McKenzie. We're doing group therapy. What's happening?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I need some help. My mom has a total gambling problem.
Okay. That's terrible.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been to therapy. She's promised she would stop, but she won't. She keeps going back, and she does it online. She does it on the gambling boats. She'll even go to Vegas and gamble there from time to time. But, you know, at this point, she's in her 70s. It makes her happy. She doesn't think she has a problem. She won't quit. You know, it is what it is. But the money that she's gambling, that's my inheritance. That's mine and my sister's inheritance. So that's kind of where we come in. And it'd be one thing if she was like donating this money to charity and then we could at least justify it, but it's literally being thrown away.
All right. Well, hold on real quick. I want to make sure I get where we're going here, Rachel. Gambling problem, first of all, very tough. My aunt, her whole life's turned back around, but remember, I think she lost her house. Like, her gambling was so bad, she went to the casinos every day, and it's tough. It's an addiction. It's a legit, real thing that people struggle with because they think, oh, I'll win the money back. But so far, what I've heard, though, about your mom, she has the gambling thing, but the other problem also, that's the problem, I think, right there, is the gambling, but you're saying that you're losing your inheritance. What are you more concerned about? The money that she has that you want to get one day when she kicks the bucket? Or is it the fact that you actually worried she has a gambling problem and she might lose everything?
So here's the thing. She has plenty of money. She's not going to lose everything. She's not going to be financially dependent on us. So the concern is that this is money that is set to go to me and my sister that she's just gambling away. It doesn't feel good. My sister, on the one hand, she is completely livid, and so her solution is that she wants my mother to give us a living inheritance now before it's completely blown.
So how would that go work? Ahead. Like, how would that work?
So she would just go ahead and give us lump sums of money, and it would just, and then it, we wouldn't get the inheritance later.
She could just gamble away the rest of it.
Right. Exactly. So, and it's a significant amount of money.
Right, because usually when people have a gambling addiction, I mean, it is an addiction, but sometimes they have to hit rock bottom. They run out of funds. I mean, I've known people that have lost their home, lost their family because they run out. But if she's never going to run out and she's older, that's like, how do you really stop it?
Well, those are two different, but those are two different things, though. And you're right. Like I mentioned with my aunt losing her house and things, that is a serious thing. But I mean, Rachel, maybe I'm missing it here. And so please forgive me if I'm not being sensitive to the situation. But the fact that you and your sister are concerned or want to have an intervention about the inheritance, like who the hell has inherited anything? You're not guaranteed anything. Like you don't deserve anything, right? Like, you know that, right?
Yeah, that, I mean, that's what I'm saying. An inheritance is ultimately a gift, right? Like, we have to go into it, expecting that nothing will be there. We don't have, like, a right to it, but she feels like that we do, and so that we should get it up front.
Mm. Okay, so it's more your sister that's pushing this.
So where does it lie with your sister right now? Are you guys, like, battling, or are you...
Yeah, I mean, we're at a crossroads about this because she feels like there's a right to this money and that she wants this money now before it's gambled away. And whereas I see where she's coming from, like I completely agree, we deserve this money more than gambling boats or, you know, the internet. There's not much we can do about it. It's not our money. It would be gifted to us through an inheritance.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you think with Rachel this morning?
Honestly, like, I'm trying to be a little bit sensitive here, but I think kind of both of you guys sound extremely selfish. Like, your inheritance is your main concern. Like, that kind of just feels like you guys are very greedy almost. I feel like an inheritance, if your parents are going to give you inheritance, if you're blessed to receive one, that's great. But like relying on that money and feeling like you deserve that money or like it's yours before it's even given to you, I feel like is extremely selfish and greedy. Like that's your parents' money, not yours. You did not do anything to earn that money.
I kind of thought maybe with Rachel here, we'd be asking people to call in at 833-563-2539 and giving advice the best they could about dealing with a family member that has a gambling addiction.
Yeah.
And how do you cope with that? How do you help them? I mean, obviously, rock bottom is where a lot of people go, but it'd be nice if you could avoid that.
Absolutely. Has she had therapy? Have you guys sought out treatment for her? What is, because I wonder what's fueling this. Why, is it the way they make her feel like a VIP at these gambling boats, or what is she lacking that this addiction is feeding for her? I feel like that's the main issue.
I mean, we've definitely been to therapy and she's promised she would stop. Like, we've been through all of that and she keeps going back, and like, it clearly makes her happy. So, and like you said, she's not going to hit rock bottom at her age. So, and given her financial, comfort. So at this point we have to just kind of like I'm kind of like, it is what it is, but my sister wants to have the financial payoff now.
Right. All right. 833-563-2539. Let's get some help, get some advice. Maybe you've dealt with someone with addiction.
Group therapy. We are talking to Rachel this morning, who has a mom, and maybe you can relate to this, that has an addiction, and that is gambling. I guess luckily for her with this addiction, sounds like she's well off, that she will not hit rock bottom and lose everything, most likely, like people Mackenzie and I both know have.
Yeah.
And you probably do too.
So Rachel's sister, she was expressing, is like, hey, mom is just like throwing all this money away. It's not going to a good cause. This is our future inheritance. So she's mentioning maybe doing a living inheritance so they can get something from their mom, which a lot of people think is very selfish. But at the same token, I don't know, Rachel, if you have children or not, but I mean, she could fund like her grandchildren's college funds opposed to just literally pooping it away at a boat. I mean, that I understand the frustration, and I know a lot of people think you girls are being selfish as far as inheritance go. However, I do understand that that would be very, very frustrating.
Maybe, but Rachel never brought that up. Like, well, what about the grandkids? She's like, me and my sister.
I know. Rachel, do you have children?
Yes.
Okay. See, I would understand that. Like, if she's just, like, if she's blowing, like, she just blew, like, 20 grand online gambling, I'd be like, oh, my gosh. I mean, just think of all the wonderful charities, or just think of all what you can do with that money, and someone just watching them with an addiction. I understand how frustrating that must be.
All right, let's see what people think here. Maybe they got some advice for you, Rachel. We will go to Sarah. Sarah, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's going on?
Good morning. I just had a question for Rachel. Does your mom, like, consider herself having a gambling problem, or does she think it's not a problem at all?
She does not think it's a problem. Like, she has not accepted that she has a gambling problem, and, like, we've been to therapy, we've done all of that. So this is what makes her happy. She doesn't feel like it's a problem.
So she still feels like she has control.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she feels like she could quit anytime she wants. And I've acknowledged the fact that it's definitely an addiction.
I think a lot of addicts feel that way too, whether it's gambling, alcohol, drugs. Like, listen, I can quit.
Anytime I want to,
but yeah. Usually you can't, because it's a powerful thing. Thanks for the call. We'll go to Rocco. Rocco's on Joe McKenzie. You're also speaking with Rachel. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say you can't stop the addiction. The only thing you could do is try to comfort it. And I must say comforted by, if she's blowing $20,000 a day, you got to get it down to $5,000 a day and let her have her appetite. She has an appetite. The appetite's going to get greater and greater and greater. And you think she doesn't have enough money to run out? When you're blowing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a day for the next 10 years that she lives, she doesn't have that kind of money. So she's going to run out. There isn't going to be any money. So what you have to do is comfort her and actually say, okay, Ma, you get $5,000 a week to blow gambling. Every single week you get $5,000. I don't care what you do with it. Go jump off a bridge with it. But to try to say that you're actually going to get some money at the end, that isn't going to happen, because that addiction is going to start to get so great that they're not going to be able to stop it. And actually, believe it or not, gambling is the worst one out of all of them, because you could be a drug addict and you could blow so much money in drugs, you OD and die. You could be an alcoholic, and then eventually, you know, you're just someplace gambling. You could keep on blowing and blowing and blowing and blowing, and it's never going to stop.
Rocco, have you dealt with gambling addiction?
I've dealt with every addiction under the sun.
And this is how you helped kick it, just kind of pare it down and down and down?
No, I kicked it because I finally realized one day that I'd rather go to the store and blow $10,000, let's say, on, I don't know, a Rolex watch that's still worth $9,000 one day, maybe $8,000 one day. But that's not the problem. The problem is that her mother is actually, like, so far into it, because if you do have grandchildren and everything, and you can set them up with college funds, and you can set them up with this and set them up with that, she's not going to do that.
That's a great point, Rocco. Hey, man, thanks for your passion and for calling into Joe McKenzie. Really appreciate it. 833-563-2539.
Diana on Instagram says maybe she thinks that they are spoiled brats and doesn't want to leave their greedy asses anything.
Dang.
Whoa.
All right, let's go to Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, you're on Joe and McKenzie.
Hey, I just had something to kind of put into perspective. I think, you know, her and her sister are talking about the money part of it, but I think it's much bigger than that. I have parents that have a gambling addiction. They take several trips a year to Vegas. They're constantly at the local casino here in Indiana. And it's hurtful. It's just like any other addiction, because the main issue is they're missing out on quality time with their family. I have a 5-year-old son who is their only grandchild, and it hurts me on a daily basis that they would much rather spend their time in a casino, you know, than spending quality time with their grandson.
Have you actually
getting to know him.
Said that to them? Like, have you ever got a chance to say, hey, Mom and Dad, like, it's not about the money. I just wish you'd spend time with your grandson.
Well, just like with any addiction, addicts will try and justify or reason why they choose to do what they do, and there's always an excuse.
Anonymous, we're so sorry. We can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, the pain and, you know, we're thinking of you. That it's just a rough addiction is so tricky because it's that high that they need fed. Right?
And it's never fed, yeah. Kyle, let's talk to you this morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. Kyle, what do you want to say? You also got Rachel on here for group therapy.
Hey, this is Kyle. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and just make a comment about addiction in general. Because, I mean, gambling addiction is definitely something that is real and it is very serious. And they do have, you know, Gambling Anonymous meetings that she could go to if she wanted to. But the problem is if she doesn't think that she has a problem with gambling, it doesn't matter how many interventions they give her. She's not even going to want to hear it. She may not even be able to sit down next to them and listen to what they have to say because she doesn't agree. Like, I myself am an addict. I just hit 4 years of being sober, and it literally took, like somebody else had said previously, hitting rock bottom for me to even realize that I even wanted help for myself, because day to day, that was my life, and it felt like it was the normal thing to do.
Kyle, for you, and everything's different, what was rock bottom? Like, can you think of one thing you're like, that's it, no more?
Yeah, so once I hit rock bottom, I had literally lost everything. I didn't have a car, I didn't have a place to stay, I wasn't allowed to see my daughter anymore. And then I ended up getting arrested, and I spent 32 days in jail. And while in jail, it gave me the time to dry out and actually sit there and think about what I wanted to do from that point forward. So I ended up making the decision that, I needed to get out of where I was, and I moved to Indianapolis and moved into a program that actually allowed me to basically view my life from a different point of perspective.
Well,
we're
Kyle,
so proud
we're
of you.
Very proud of you.
Yeah.
That is great that you're turning it around. And once again, thank you for sharing that. That's very personal. Rachel, I don't know if this has helped you at all. I mean, because once again, I brought up, it didn't seem like you were calling necessarily to how to get your mom to stop being an addict. It's like, how do I get my money?
I will say that there are, you can go to Boats, or if she frequents like one place to go gambling, you can ask them. She can sign herself off. She has to do it herself, but like that they will not allow her back on. So she's strong enough when she realizes, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I know that they do have those programs like that. Like, they won't welcome her. She has to sign herself off that she's not welcome there anymore. That might be a first step, perhaps.
Hey, Rachel, thanks for calling in for group therapy.
Thank you.
All right, if you wanted to sound off on this, I know we're getting a lot of comments already on our Facebook. Just check it out. If you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9 in Houston. Just search for Radio Now Houston on Facebook. Coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, we live in a cancel culture now, and I think that's a little absurd, but this one might be a good thing to cancel. I'm talking about Valentine's Day. Come on, we're like 2 weeks away. Do we really need Valentine's Day anymore in our life? Mackenzie, it should be canceled, right?
No, I still love Valentine's Day, and this year it happens to be on a Friday.
All right, can we have a little civil debate here today about canceling Valentine's Day? There's actually one of five people think we should cancel it.
What?
Yes, for real. 833-563-2539. It's coming up here on Joe and Mackenzie. One in five people say, hey, Valentine's Day, we need to cancel it. Get that out of here.
Can you really just do that? Cancel a holiday?
Well, I mean, I would say yes, because Valentine's Day, first of all, is not a real holiday. And I do love love. I don't want people to say, Joe, you're so heartless. You're the Grinch of love. No, I just think that there's so much...
The cringe of love.
There's so much emphasis on the wrong parts of Valentine's Day, because there are some great things that are with Valentine's Day, just like holidays. If you celebrate Christmas, there's so much there, not about necessarily the material possessions, but the love you feel, the joy, the kindness you spread to people. That's what it's about. And me personally, yes, I wish we could cancel Valentine's Day immediately. But Mackenzie, you are in the complete opposite spectrum of that.
I love Valentine's Day. And I know people are like, oh, it's made up by Hallmark and the industry. And of course, it is a moneymaker. Like, every day should be Valentine's Day. But I like the sentiment. It's a day of love. I mean, I don't know. I think I love it. I thought that it's on a Friday this year. I think it's very sweet. Like, my little girl's getting her Valentine's Day. That brings me back memories of class. You make your little shoe box, right?
Uh-huh.
And I just think it's a sweet day that people are kind to each other. That's what I think I love about it.
I want to have a little poll here with the Joe Mackenzie family. 833-563-2539. We got Mackenzie kind of representing, like, yes, Valentine's Day. Don't take anywhere. Actually, celebrate as much as you can. It's a great thing. And me saying, you know what? Let's remove it. And the reason why, can I give a few reasons why?
Is it because dudes feel pressure to step it up and you panic?
One of them, in no particular order, yes. Way too much pressure.
Yeah.
It's super expensive. Everything goes up on Valentine's Day. A dinner normally is like $100. Suddenly it's $200 because of their Valentine's Day dinner special.
Tell my poor dad. So my anniversary, I got married on Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh.
So as you can imagine, and we had long stem roses at everyone's place setting. My cake was stuffed with different layers of like different colors of roses, but every rose was like double, triple the price point because it was Valentine's Day.
That's insane. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
then another reason why I think we should get rid of Valentine's Day is, what about all the people that are single? All the pressure of the having somebody for that day, you feel so alone and you're sad, and all you got is your cat or your dog that'll lick you while you eat ice cream and you cry watching movies.
Oh, that is sad. I don't know. There's lots of like fun Galentine stuff that happens for girls, for ladies.
I mean, what does everybody think? 833-563-2539. Live the web girl. Mackenzie got her side. You obviously are in a relationship now. Does your opinion differ, or has it always been the same kind of with Valentine's
Mine
Day?
Mine has always been the same. I've never been a giant Valentine's Day girl. I'm very indifferent about it.
So like, take it or leave it.
Yeah, exactly. When I was single, I wasn't more sad about being single on Valentine's Day. Like, being around couples on Valentine's Day when I was single did not affect me any more than any other day. And I, like, even when I'm in a relationship, it's like, yeah, like, me and my boyfriend might go out to dinner, but like, if not, like, okay. Like, I don't care. I'm just very indifferent. I just think it's kind of another day. If you want to celebrate and have fun with it, go big. Oh my gosh, absolutely. Like, it's an excuse to do it. So have fun with it. But like, if you don't want to do anything, then like, who cares? It's not like, it's just another day. It's not like Christmas or like where you're off for 2 weeks.
Now,
and you're
you
not,
will sway
like,
me. If I can get Valentine's Day off as the company holiday, then yes.
Oh, there it is.
Then I'm okay
holiday.
With that.
It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.
Okay. We got a few things going on. Chops, are we all good in the hood? Do I need to stall a little bit?
We should be good in like a couple minutes. We got
use
a surprise for Mackenzie.
What is happening?
We have a surprise for you. So
oh, no.
Let's keep the love train going for Valentine's Day.
Zac Efron is in the lobby? Surprise for me, and now I'm having anxiety.
Well, let's do a little flashback. Let's take it back to, I think it was last week, and this conversation went down here on Joe and Mackenzie. Gotta ask Mackenzie, when it comes to wings, are you a bone in or bone out kind of lady?
I don't even know what that means.
Like, do you like what? Boneless wings?
I don't have wings.
What? Hold on. Wait, so you don't like
bone? Does that mean no bones?
Yeah, like boneless, like where you can just cut into it. It's almost like a small little chicken breast, or you have like where the bone's there and you just eat around it.
I would like to dippy, I guess, and eat off the bone.
Comes
I
with
don't
celery
know.
Sticks.
Do you like chicken tendies?
Yeah.
Then you probably would be a boneless kind of girl.
Okay, then boneless, I guess. But it could be kind of fun to eat around the bone. I don't know. I don't have chicken wings ever.
Now we're back into reality.
Your
it's Joe
faces
McKenzie.
Were so shocked. I mean, I've had nuggets, obviously.
They're not,
I've had
McKenzie.
Like chicken sticks.
You had chicken tendies, but they're not the same. Am I wrong here, guys? Chicken wings are totally different than chicken tendies.
They are okay. So different and so much better.
Yeah.
So basically what happened, there's this guy, his name is James Jones. He's the owner of His Place Eatery. It's like a chicken and waffles, ribs and soul food place.
Oh,
yes.
Yum. I've heard of this place,
actually. Get in my belly.
He heard that you had never had wings, so he brought some in right now.
What?
And for the first time, and to honor the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, Mackenzie is going to try chicken wings.
Because okay. Chicken wings are like the big thing. They say like out of all the things people like to eat, that's the most people in America like wings.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been around people eating wings, like to different places, establishments. I just, I never go for them. This would be fun for
wings.
Breakfast.
Make sure you smell it before you try it, because what if they're tricking you and they got like the hottest
it is,
flavor
no,
in the world?
I actually don't know what it is.
Okay,
oh my gosh, so we have a
whoa,
whole plate of wings.
Is there a boneless and a bone in?
There, it actually smells delicious. There's tons of. They brought in like three
well, duh.
Platters.
Mackenzie,
oh my gosh,
pork chops set this up. You know why?
It smells excellent.
Leftovers for chops later.
Yeah. Oh, this looks like fried chicken.
Oh
yum.
My gosh.
Ooh-wee. Whoa.
All right, pork chop. Bring
this
it on over here.
Smells so good.
Oh, and we got mac and cheese too.
What?
Have you ever had mac and cheese?
Yeah, I've had mac and cheese. Or maybe I should say I haven't. Wait, let me go try that. Never
all
had
right,
that before.
Mackenzie, are
wow.
you ready? Liv,
this is like
the web girl is going to feed you.
What?
Ooh.
I mean, I'm not going to feed you.
Very seductively.
Just put it by you.
Like, yes,
but
thanks,
hold
girl.
On. I'm going to get my camera.
These look
out.
Awesome. So this is just like fried chicken.
No, yep. wings, Mackenzie.
I mean, basically.
All right.
Which one should I go for? So these are bone-in.
There's a bone, yes.
Okay. Wings.
Okay.
You tell us.
Shh. Ooh.
Oh, delicious. It's really good. It's like fried chicken.
It
you
is.
You feel like you've been missing out?
Yeah.
You feel like your life has been empty forever, and now you finally have filled the void?
Oh, my gosh. This is
Dang,
really
Mackenzie
good.
Dang, Mackenzie is like this gentle little creature, and now she's like...
I'm like the minions when they turn purple. This is really good.
See, we are changing lives here this morning on Joe and Mackenzie because that is something you've never tried, you've never done.
And you lied for so long not to try it, and now you finally did.
They're really crispy and warm and hot. This is... really
are they
good.
Juicy?
Oh my gosh. Once again, Chops, who can we thank for helping Mackenzie try some actual chicken wings?
Thank you so much to James Jones. He is the owner of His Place Eatery. It's chicken and waffles.
You guys need to try this.
Ribs and soul food. Mackenzie, for the first time, wings. You're going to eat some
oh my
the,
gosh. This
Super
is amazing.
Bowl?
I've been missing out. Yes. Like, I'm going to take this whole platter. These are delicious.
Oh, Pork Chop's like, no, I thought she wouldn't like them and I could have them all.
No.
Oh my goodness. They're delicious.
But this brings up to
you guys try one.
Oh, I will. This brings up to, I got to make because my hands are going to get all greasy.
Ugh.
This is such a good question, though. And hopefully
so
you can
good.
Join in for this.
Oh my gosh, Pork Chop's dropping.
Dude, can you please not get
everywhere.
The chicken everywhere?
Oh, wow.
Aren't those amazing?
Jeez. 833-563-2539.
What have you never tried in your life? It could be a food thing. It could be an activity, like something that you've never done, but that you want to try. Because I know I have something. I'll tell you in a second that I've never done that I'd love to try. But maybe we could actually try to do some of these things.
We want to help you make your dreams come true. Because here's the deal. Life, it's not a dress rehearsal. You really need to get on with doing the things you've always wanted to do. So we want to know, what
chew,
do you want to do?
Dude, chew your food. You're going to die.
Dude, also, the way Pork Chop is manhandling this chicken is so bizarre. I'm going to put it up on our Instagram, at Joel McKenzie.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, McKenzie, but I was worried he was going to choke.
Is that how normal people eat wings?
No.
He's eating it so
dude, he's like eating the bone. You don't eat the bone, Pork Chop. 833-563-2539.
He's ravenous over here.
We'll talk to you next. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we just were talking about what have you never tried or done in your life. McKenzie just tried some chicken for the first time. She never had a chicken wing.
That
and
was great for breakfast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
See, your life has been changed forever. But what about you? 833-563-2539. Maybe we can all do this together. What have you never tried? What have you never done? We're not even going to laugh at you, but I bet there's somebody listening that has not done something. You're like, what? You've never done that?
Yeah, I want you to shock us. 833-563-2539.
Because that's what you did, Mackenzie. When you said you never had tried like a chicken wing or like not boneless, not with a bone, like what?
Right, like I've had strips, I've had nugs.
Chicken tendies, yeah.
But I just never go for wings.
Oh my gosh, I think you'd fall in love with it after today. All right, Pork Chop, let's kick it off with you. What is something that you have never tried or never done that you'd like to try?
I have never had Red Lobster.
Oh, cheesy biscuits? You've never experienced
Cheddar
those?
Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Oh,
never.
So
nope.
Good. People go there just for those.
Well, I mean, you all know I don't like seafood, so why would I go to Red Lobster?
That blows my mind that you don't like seafood.
My boyfriend has a gift card to Red Lobster that he's been trying to use for like a year, but I've never been either.
Haha, no way.
Yes, and I feel like there's not a lot that I would be able to eat
right?
there.
The biscuits.
So my boyfriend should take you out
what?
With his gift card so you can try it for your very first time.
I mean, I've got other ones. If this is, you want to manifest things. I've never been paintballing. You want to get me paintballing, Liv?
That's pretty expensive.
Why is that? Well, why is that? Because you want to play like Call of Duty or what?
I don't know. I've always, maybe. I like paintballing. I've
it
never had a pedicure.
It hurts really bad.
Yeah, I always see people with bruises. So
yeah, it hurts like really
But it
really
is
bad.
Fun though if you can handle the pain. It's a pretty cool
if you
thing.
You can handle the pain.
So Chops kicks it off with that. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? Is there anything that you've ever wanted to try that you never tried or do that you'd like to do in life one day?
Yeah, so I would love to try escargot because I've never tried escargot before, which is like snails, which is a French delicacy. So I really want to try that before I die.
Nope.
That always reminds me pretty well when she's like slippery little suckers.
Yes. So I really want to try that as like food wise. I mean, I feel like I've tried everything other than that. I really want to go skydiving. I've wanted to go skydiving since
Ooh.
I've been 18 years old. I've been so close to actually doing it, but between my mom and my boyfriend, they like won't allow me to do it.
How about indoor? Have you tried those?
Like no, but that's not the same. Like you I want to jump deal. Out of a plane
I don't
and
know.
Soar through the sky.
I don't know. If they got you high enough, then just magically turned off the air. It'd be kind of scary.
I know. Those are crazy.
I know, but I really want to. I'm hoping I can do that within like the next 2 years really badly. And
I hope Jewel Daddy's listening because that would be such a fun surprise.
I know it would. And he's so paranoid. And I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, let me just do it. And then I also have always wanted to start a YouTube channel. I'm obsessed
what would your channel
with
be?
YouTube. I just like a vlog, like a daily vlog about like my life and then like
the Kardashians
also some working out and things like that.
You should totally go for it.
I'm obsessed with YouTube.
What
so
about
like,
this?
Close to me.
I kind of like that. And I know it sounds like more work for everybody. So please bear with me, Mackenzie and Chops. What if we did, not to take away from you, a Joe Mackenzie thing where we do it like once a week, we put up a video. So maybe you'll do a video 1 week, Mackenzie
like,
will do something.
What would we do? Like
whatever
a vlog?
We want. Just like, yeah, like a vlog. Like, this is my life. What's going on? Whatever we think is
people
interesting.
People tell me all the time that I just need a camera crew to follow me everywhere because I just, like, the craziest stuff happens to me on the daily.
That's what I'm saying.
I could fill a reality show.
Well,
I
if
really
you
could.
Do make a channel, whether it's for Joe Mackenzie
right.
or yourself, let us know. Maybe we could check it out. We'll
okay.
subscribe to it.
Okay.
Okay, Mackenzie, did you have anything else besides, because you didn't necessarily say you wanted to try chicken. We wanted you because you said you never had it. It blew our mind.
I want to go to Australia. I've never been to Australia.
Crikey.
And I mean, obviously, recently, obviously with the fire, so mm-hmm. that's what probably set me back a little bit. But I always have wanted to hold a koala. I've never held a koala bear. People are like, they're ferocious. I don't care. I think they're adorable, and I really want to hold one.
Don't they have like an STD or something?
I don't care. I just think they're so cool. Ever since I was a little girl, I would carry around with me a little stuffed koala. So it's been on my bucket list.
Okay.
What about you? I can't wait to hear Joe's.
All right, well, go look at some calls, and then
okay.
I'll try to get mine in. 833-563-2539. Kayla is on Joe and Mackenzie. Is there something you've never tried that maybe you'd want to do?
For the longest time, I've never had mashed potatoes before.
What?
Yeah, until just recently.
What'd you think?
It was really good, but I've always had this thing where if it didn't look good or smell good, I wasn't eating it.
Well, that's a good theory. That's a good way to live your life. I would stick with that.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
Man,
ooh, did you put butter on your mashed potatoes?
Yeah, it was had everything on it. It had gravy on it too.
I like to say potatoes.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe Mackenzie. Let's go to Dee Dee. Hey, Dee Dee, what is something that you've never tried?
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
I never tried crawfish.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm originally from the north, so when I moved down here, when they talking about going to restaurants and getting their crawfish because Texas is good for that, I'm like, what is that? So
you had a
I never tried it. My kids tried it. Everybody else tried it, but me personally, I'm like looking at it, I'm like, no.
Oh, well, you know
you
what?
You need to do it.
Yeah, give it a try. Pinch the tail, suck the head. I think you'd like it. Let's see. Go ahead, Pork Chop.
No, I was just going to say, so I think since we've all talked about these things that we haven't done yet, for now, like a next bit on the radio show, we need to all do these things. Like, I need to go paintballing, and Liv needs to eat
the show is going to send me to Australia.
Yeah.
I just don't think I can... I want to do my. I don't think I know I can't do what I wanted to do.
What? Why?
Well, I've always wanted to like two things. I've always wanted earmuff alert. I've always wanted to like have a threesome.
Oh, of course. Of
How
course.
Did I know it's gonna be something along
and,
those lines?
And the other thing is though too, it's like nothing wrong with it, but with my partners in life, they've always been white women. But I don't discriminate. I'd always like to be like, what would it be like to be with like a black girl, an Asian girl? Like, I don't know, like a girl from Australia, like, crikey, admit me. Like, I don't know, something. I would like to see what that's like. I like, you know.
I have a friend who had a threesome and he said that it was like watching two TVs having two TVs on at once and not being able to watch either one of them.
You know what? I want to give it a try.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
When a woman makes more than a man, can lead to a divorce. That's what some reports say. But then we have another person saying, hold up, not so fast. This woman, I'm going to butcher her name. I apologize. It's Jennifer Pettigrelli. I don't know. She's the author of a book called Couples That Work. And she argues that couples across the U.S., at least, they find themselves in a double primary career where both people have jobs. Nobody's really taking a back seat in the workforce. And they say that with that, there's more salary going around and that couples aren't struggling as much as they might have been. And actually, they're reporting higher levels of satisfaction among couples globally. So I'm wondering, I think we all are, 833-563-2539. I don't know how many guys would call in admitting that they're being butthurt by it, but women, if you are the bread earner in your relationship or in your family, have you had any issues with that? Because I'll speak as just the man in my relationship with my wife. My wife, Lindsay, does really well, and I'm very proud of her. She's continuing to climb in her career despite moving across the country because of me. And I would have no problem, though, if she actually was the bread earner and made more money than me. I'd say bring it on. That'd be great. But then again, I'm not in that situation. Maybe I'd feel insecure because it's got to be insecurity, right?
It's very interesting to me because I wonder if it's a control thing. And also, I know, and I'm just going to be very honest, I have a lots of girlfriends that are people that are in unhappy relationships, and women in particular feel like, you know, say they don't work full time anymore because they have three children. Maybe things have gone south. They don't feel like they can leave. They don't feel like they can because they're financially dependent upon a man. So it's just very interesting to me. And I also, you know, money is the number one source of fights amongst couples.
And divorce.
And
financial.
Divorce. So if both are thriving and doing well, but I'm not a man, so I don't know if that makes you feel, I don't know.
I can only speak for myself. So that's why we want to hear from both women and men at 833-563-2539. I'm not in that position, but my wife does well. I would like to think that I wouldn't be insecure. Only reason I would be is like if she held it over my head.
See, I think, okay, so remember when you're like, Lindsay, stop ordering stuff online, which a lot of people say to their significant others. But should she be the earner, I feel like she would be like, no, like I'm bringing it in. Like you can't tell me.
Yeah, I would have a problem with that, but I think that's just related to like I hate us having so much crap.
But you know, you get what I'm saying.
No, I totally get what you're saying. It's like, Well, I make the money, I can make the decisions. But I'll tell you right now, I'm in the house and quote unquote, I make the money. She does well herself, but it's like, no, my wife makes all the decisions.
We know who the boss is.
Women wear the pants in my house, okay, despite what people think. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, you're on Joe McKenzie. Have you been in that position where you were kind of the bread earner?
I have, and I'm self-employed, and it has ended in a divorce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So when you said that, I think it all comes down to insecurities and not being confident enough. It takes a strong man to be able to support and be happy and be for the woman making more money than him. I think it all comes down to insecurities and being confident enough.
Is that what happened with you then? Is that why the divorce happened? Was it insecurity and fighting about that, or was it something totally different?
It was insecurities which caused cheating. But when you're insecure and you don't feel confident enough because of one situation, other things kind of like multiply, like magnify in your eyes. And that's what sends it, yeah.
Wow. Well, hey, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And way to go out there and be an entrepreneur and do your thing. That's
independent woman.
That's tough for a man or a woman, but kicking butt and taking names. So I'm sure there's a good dude out there that would appreciate that. Let's go to Ryan. What did you want to say, Ryan? What's the issue?
I was going to say this. Pretty much same thing she said was the issue would be male ego.
Oh, okay. So you think it's male ego driven?
Yeah.
Would you have a problem with that, Ryan, if the lady was making more?
No, but I have done some work on my ego.
Okay.
That's very mature of you.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like you have no ego now to admit that. Dang it, Ryan, you're such a good dude. Stop it. Let's go to Anonymous at 833-563-2539. Anonymous, you're on Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say?
I agree with the other callers. I think it's just all about the attitude of the man you're with. I actually was married before and got divorced because my career was bigger than his, and it made him feel like less of a man, maybe. I'm not sure. But, you know, I'm in a different relationship now, and it's not a problem at all.
Very
so I think
cool.
It's just all about the person.
When you were in your previous relationship, did you feel like you were trying to, like, dim your shine a little bit just because it was causing issues?
Yeah, definitely. Like, he would want me to pass up on opportunities because he just didn't like the way it made him feel, even though it was best for our family.
Yeah, right. See, that's dumb. If Lindsay's like, hey, I got this opportunity to get promoted in my company and I'll make more money too. No, stay where you're at. Don't advance your career. That is a, I would hope I'm a dumb guy, but I hope I'm not that dumb and insecure in my marriage that I would do that, because that makes no sense, Anonymous.
And I think it, there's a trap, too, that someone could call another person selfish for trying to go after their dreams. When you're born and like with a dream, with a vision, and you just, you don't feel fulfilled until you reach it, someone who doesn't have that drive or doesn't feel that way will never understand it.
I think being selfish in a relationship with career stuff, it is possible, but that's totally different, though. That's not, that's putting all your wants and needs, I mean, I'll be honest here, just to throw this one out here. Me taking this job, Lindsay didn't want me to take it. She didn't want me to move here. Where we were at, things were going. Like, it was kind of a bit of contention for a little bit. She's cool now, but just pulling back the therapy curtain, if you guys want some real stuff here, mm-hmm. I kind of was selfish, and I told her, I'm like, well, I'm taking this job no matter what. So we've worked through that,
right?
But I can totally see the selfish part of it now as we're talking about this. I'm like, oh.
Is that hard, though? Is she resentful at all? If like you're like complaining, you're like, is she like, we moved here for you because you wanted to do it.
We took a risk leaving where we were at because I was in a very small market, but it did very well. And it was a great place. And now we're doing really well here, which thank God for that. And thank you for listening. But yeah, I think she was more mad, not that we were moving because she wasn't necessarily in love with where we were at. But it's just the point of it's like, well, I'm in this relationship, too. I'm right. Not a dummy. I have a job, and I have to change everything for you.
Yeah.
So you're right. There's that selfish part right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like a turd. Andrew, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's going on?
Hey, Joe. So I'm married to a doctor, and I work construction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the only reason that people have problems with this is because they're selfish. Because when you look at a relationship, like the way Lindsay and you didn't want you to come here and you wanted to come here, really, the question should have been, what's best for us? You have to look at you and your partner as an individual, not yourselves, if that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. And I'll be honest, like, I think I struggle with looking at it that way. I don't think I'd be insecure with her making more money necessarily, but I think at the time, though, I was kind of, as we mentioned, one of the things to think about is being selfish, and I kind of probably was.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I understand and can relate completely to your wife because, I mean, between college and med school and residency, I mean, I've moved like 5 times.
Had wow.
To get a new job. Yeah. But, I mean, at the end of this road, there's this pot of gold that you guys have worked together to earn. Mm-hmm. Because, trust me, it's a group effort. She does the hard work by going there every day. But you got to have a house put together at home. You have to have all the food cooked, the laundry. I mean, gender roles are just kind of junk.
Andrew, you and I should just be stay-at-home dudes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm in.
Yes. All right. Andrew and I are starting a stay-at-home dad petition or dude petition. Thanks, buddy.
You would be great at that, Joe.
I think I would be.
You just play COD all day, yeah, but like, you would have to get stuff done.
She's like, oh, I heard you ranked up 5 levels today. I'm so proud of you. Adrian, we'll wrap up with you. It's Joe McKenzie, and we were reading about how they say women that make more money, it could be bad for the relationship, actually have a higher rate of divorce, which kind of blew our minds. What do you think?
I mean, no, because I make more than my husband, about $1.50 more. And it actually helped because, like, when it comes to bad incidents, like, we just had an unfortunate incident where he was out of work for the rest of the week, but he had to make sure that I got back and forth because I get paid more. So both of them at the end of the day, if you combine them, it all equals out to the same anyway. But it just depends on who you have as a partner. If you have an egotistical partner, then it could cause problems. I'm lucky enough I don't.
That's good. Hey, Adrian, thank you for calling this morning. If you couldn't get through, why don't you tweet us and let us know what you think about this. It's Joe McKenzie. Or if you want to slide in the DMs, I get the anonymous part on Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie. Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. And I'm not surprised by what was found in this person. They were trying to smuggle something.
Oh, no.
I'm just surprised, like, how much.
Please don't tell me keistering.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I feel like with Dummy of the Day, McKenzie, occasionally we should do the It's the Dummy of the Day Word of the Day.
Oh, okay. Today's
word is keister.
Keister. These are always the best stories.
Best
and worst.
Yeah. To me, it hurts. I don't know how this is possible, but a Tennessee man was arrested. He was hiding drugs, a.k.a. keistering, because they were in his booty, or as they say here, his rectum, at a criminal justice center. The man was at the center because his bond was revoked. He had a cigarette. Just picture picture that, a cigarette.
Ew, I don't want to.
A lighter. I would hate for that thing to go off. And he was taken to jail. He underwent another search, and officers found meth, pot, and a glass pipe and rolling papers.
What?
In his butt.
A glass pipe?
Yes. How do you have six things in your booty?
Oh, my God.
I've seen thick girls. I'm sorry. Like, fat guys can do stuff. Like, you can hide, like, you lift your gut up and you hide it underneath there. You lift up a move and then flop it down.
I wonder what percentage of time keystring actually is effective and works and they get away with it. Because it's like you're punishing yourself twice. You're trying to do this. You're injuring your body and you're getting busted.
But do you even, like, oh, I don't understand. Like, I understand if you want to hide it, but are you going to try to get it back later? Like, who wants something post-keyster? No, thank you.
Gross.
That is absolutely disgusting and dumb. That's why we call it your dummy of the day.
Can you guys teach me what keister means?
Google it.
What's the time? What's the time? What's the time? It's 1 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock, it's 3 o'clock.
It's Joe o'clock, and McKenzie. What's the time? I'm going to play a song clip, and you can, of course, play along at home, too. It's censored out, though, so the song mentions the time, but it's beeped. And then we'll play the correct version that you can hear. I want you just to write down your answers, and then when I come to you, obviously when it's Mackenzie's turn, say your answer, and we'll go around there. And poor Chap is a little busy, so we'll have just the ladies playing today.
Okay.
Now, who, I don't remember, who won earlier in the week? Was it actually Chaps, or was it Liv?
Yeah, so we're getting rid of the winner.
We're giving the winner a break, okay? We're letting him retire. And I got to be honest, I have so many of these, I don't know if I played one of these or not. So if I did, just say, hey, you big dummy, you played that the other day, okay?
Or, hey, you big dummy.
Or keep quiet and get a point. Either way.
Okay.
Here is your first song. Good luck.
Make a few ends as I breeze through. In the morning and the 40 still jumping cause my mama ain't home.
I'll play that one more time. That is Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg.
Make a few ends as I breeze through. In the morning and the 40 still jumping cause my mama ain't home.
Okay, let me know. Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Okay, Mackenzie, what was your answer?
4 in the morning.
I'm going to say 4 in the morning because he All said right. a 40 right after that. So I think like 4 and 40.
Let's see what it is.
Make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and
oh,
the 40
dang it.
Oh, Snoop Dogg is disappointed.
I was right. confident in that one, too.
This might be hard. I was kind of, when I was getting these songs, I was in the same genre for a while. This one's also a rap song. You got to listen. It happens very quick. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Woke up quick at about... Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon.
That is Eazy-E. The song is called Boys in the Hood. I used to bop to this one. One more time. Listen closely.
Woke up quick at about... Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon.
Everybody in their car is screaming this one.
I know. I'm going to guess, but quick fun fact. After I saw Straight Outta Compton, I became the biggest NWA poser of all time. I was like, oh, I love their music. Like, I was such a poser. It was so funny. Anyways, I'm going to say 2.
All right, 2 is...
I'm going to say 3.
Okay, let's see what Eazy-E said.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon.
Boys in the Hood posers.
Yeah.
Claiming Compton.
You know me.
All right. Here's your next song for What's the Time. I play it beeped. You have to write down and tell us what it is.
I only called you when it's the only time that I be by your
side. That is The Weeknd, The Hills. I'll play it for you one more time.
Play it one more time.
I only called you when it's
We know it's half past. I want to say half past 9.
Okay.
I was going to say half past 9.
Let's see if somebody can get on the board with.
I only called you when it's half past 5.
Dang it.
Both of our answers have been the exact same.
Who calls you? Who drunk dials you at 9 a.m.? Hey, can I get some booty?
9 p.m.
Nobody calls you at 9 p.m. to get booty.
Who calls you at 5:30 a.m.?
When you're getting out of the club and you're hella drunk.
At
5
a.m.? What clubs close at 5?
Apparently not the club you go to. All right, last one. I hate to like put it out there, but I think they're going to get this right.
This better be a classic.
Well, some would say it is.
It's only half past 12.
I know this one.
I don't care.
My phrase always.
It's somewhere.
Just in case somebody's not sure, let me play that for you one more time.
It's only half past 12.
But I don't care.
it.
They've got it.
But I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
All right, we have what they call in the game a tie. Congratulations, that's all I got.
So we rocked one
you,
and one.
You are so amazing. 1 for 4. You guys should play it again. That is a Thursday edition of Joe and McKenzie. Check out everything you might have missed. Podcast, the tea, blogs, all up at joemckenzie.com or just text JAM, J-A-M to 52140. Looking forward to tomorrow. Obviously getting ready for a fun weekend. I think I might make it a 3-day weekend and call out Monday after the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Don't you think they kind of should make that a holiday?
Yes.
Everyone's just going to be dragging butt.
Hey, tomorrow's song of the day is going to be a fun category we do at 7 o'clock. It's going to be viral TikTok songs that we like, and you'll get to vote on that. Obviously, everything Super Bowl 54 related. We'll be talking about the Chiefs and the 49ers, the Friday freestyle. I don't know if Liv and Chops are going to work together like they've talked about writing a verse and trying to kick my butt, because I think it's the only way they have a shot of doing it because they're terrible. Also, I believe we're scheduled to talk to a guy. He's a doctor, actually a teacher. Dr. Trevor, is it Buffoni? Kind of
yes.
Like baloney.
Yeah.
He's in Houston, Texas. We're on the air down there too. But this guy has gone viral for his TikTok and his Instagram. So excited for all of that
he
to come up tomorrow.
He is the coolest. And he teaches Spanish. It'll be so much fun.
All right, cool. What do you got going on the rest of the day, Mackenzie?
Well, we have an exciting meeting. Are you pumped for
yes,
that?
Yes, meetings.
Yeah, pork chop. Say that again. He's really pumped.
Did you say, I thought you said something else. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to go. I'm going to go to the meeting, and then I have to run errands. I do want to mention, don't forget, our show on Comcast tonight.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, so channel 81, we have Dr. Chernoff who joins us, and he really told us about some groundbreaking new stuff that you can, inquire about if you want to look your best. So anyway, and then tonight I'm going to take my little girl Lucy out to dinner, and we are bringing in the weekend, baby. I'm so ready.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I have a cycle bar class later tonight, and I am definitely going to need either Starbucks before this meeting or after this meeting.
Ah, yeah, medicine ball sounds good. And Chaps, how's your Thursday looking? I think I know, but
did you say Thursday? Family Feud trivia at the Brayton Tavern up in Fishers. Be there at 7:30 because I'm going to win.
He doesn't win that often, but okay. Optimistic, and we love that about Pork Chop. Well, hey, we can't do any of this unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye! Bye.